prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Got a couple announcements to make. First of all, next Wednesday, we're going to be dropping a big bomb on the show on the 22nd. We're going to have a special 1.5 hour episode of Superhuman Radio. Investigative reporting at its best. We're going to blow the lid off of a Bernie Madoff-esque debacle that's going on in the supplement industry right now. And it's loaded with lots of gory details, including some possible government involvement. You're not going to want to miss next Wednesday's show. We'll have the chat on Superhuman Radio open so that people can ask questions, and I'll be glad to discuss their questions on the air with my guests, who I'm not going to announce yet until we get closer to the date of the show. But you're not going to want to miss this show. This is pretty exciting stuff that's going on right under our noses. Second, I need to announce that Orbit Nutrition had to pull the Erase sale to my listeners 3 days earlier because they ran out of stock and couldn't get any more Erase. Thank you to those of you who responded, first of all. It's a great product. But in light of that, Mitch Barham at Orbit Nutrition has decided to go ahead and re-extend the sale. You can get Erase for $19.99, which is a estrogen reducer, cortisol reducer, through the 19th, which is this Sunday, the 19th of the month, at the $19.99 price. So those of you who emailed me and were upset about not being able to get it because they ran out, you have a second chance to go and get yourself a bottle of Erase. So check it out. Okay, we're doing a product review today. And I have two guests on the phone. One is Jeff Galini from All American EFX. And the other one is bodybuilding legend and just all around a great guy, Flex Wheeler. How you doing, guys?
Great, Bill. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. So the reason I have you guys on the show today is because All American EFX is dropping a bomb of its own right now. They're releasing a new supplement at the upcoming Olympia, which is just about a week or so away. Next Thursday, I'll be driving in to Las Vegas for the Olympia. And we wanted to talk about it on the show today in light of the fact that you guys are releasing it. So first of all, I know the name of the product is called Test Charge, but I know very little about the product. So why don't we start with the science behind it. Jeff, tell me about Test Charge. What does it do?
Well, essentially, in a nutshell, Test Charge is for low T, low testosterone, increasing testosterone levels. This has been an ongoing problem for years with natural training athletes or athletes who choose to use sports enhancement. And when they go off, how do they get their testosterone levels back up? So basically, I've been working on this for a long time, and with the pro-hormones being banned, it kind of expedited getting this to the market. But it's an all-natural, it's from a new plant source, won't show up on any drug test. It's been drug-screened, it's approved by all of the national federations, WADA, so there's nothing in there that it would show up like a drug, but it does increase testosterone. That's all I can say.
Can you tell us a little bit about what this botanical is? Can you divulge any more of it, or is it so secretive? Because I know that you guys said that this is something that only grows in one place in the world, and you are the exclusive person who's harvesting it at this point in time. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, we can talk a little bit. The patents are pending, but basically about, I think it was maybe 3 years ago, we've been looking for numerous years for plants, bark, trees, anything that we could extract and find some goodness from. So this has been like an ongoing project for us. Well, I was on leave a few years ago and was up trucking through the mountains in Montana and got off on a four-wheeler and spent a day just going up to this peak that was beautiful. And when I got there, I had to climb a little bit to get up there, and it was one of the most remote places that I'd ever seen in my life, completely untouched by humans. I mean, it was hours away from even the most remote path. And that's where I saw this species of bush growing, and I'd never quite seen anything like it. So, of course, you know, I gathered some.
Right.
And took it back to the lab, and, you know, in a nutshell, you know, when they ran it through the mass spec, I mean, it was like a Christmas tree. There were so many cool little steroidal goodies in there. So we went to work on seeing if we can extract those out, and basically that's what Taxotol is.
Started the whole thing, okay. Now, are there actually phytotestosterones in this?
There are. It's pretty interesting.
And what's the pathway that it works? Is it, you know, there's so many different botanicals now being isolated
right.
to raise testosterone. And, you know, some like Fidogia, which I was the first person to talk about in the United States back in 2006, that increases testicular cholesterol production, which has a effect on steroidogenesis. And then there's the ones that seem to have some sort of aromatase binding effect. So they work through a negative feedback loop. What pathway does this work through?
We're still completely working on that, Carl. I mean, one of the things is, you know, when we started this thing, we didn't really concentrate on how it was working. We were really trying to find out if we could find something that worked. So we've spent the last 2 years just proving that it did work, making sure it was safe, making sure we could get FDA approval as a non-drug. So the next step now is we are trying to dial in the exact mechanism of action. And that's kind of some of that's wrapped up in the patents that are pending. But we will be releasing some information on that probably in the next couple months. Now, the cool thing about test charge is the Taxotrol itself does require an anti-aromatase. So test charge does have a second product that's built into this box. You've got Taxotrol, which is a liquid that you take under your tongue. Can't promote it as that or else it's a drug.
Right.
But that's how you do it. And then you need to take another tablet in the evening, which will keep any of the excess.
Oh, cool. So this isn't just one supplement. This is kind of like a system.
It is, because like any program, cycle, you know, you can't do it all in one mix. I mean, and that's the problem with our supplement industry is everybody is throw a bunch of stuff in a powder and here you go. Well, this is a little more complex. You know, we need to get the actual Taxotrol into the system very quickly. So even though we can't promote it as a sublingual, you know, people will put it in their mouth. Most of them will figure out you put it under your tongue. If not, it'll go in through the cheeks,
right,
swallow
buccal.
The rest.
Right.
That one we need in your system right away, 30, 60 seconds. You take in the morning at night, and then the anti-aromatase tablet you take at night, because after about 3 weeks, this stuff will start aromatizing. And, you know, again, we don't want increased estrogen levels. We want increased testosterone. So it's pretty cutting edge, and we're on the border with, again, it being legal. So as long as we don't make any of these claims, then...
Yeah, no, I got you on that. I mean, you got to be careful, otherwise you end up making drug-related claims, and then all hell breaks loose. Tell me about the initial tests of it. I know that Flex was one of the first guys to start using it way back a while ago. I mean, I think I first heard about this through you and Brian about 2 years ago. That Flex, is that right, Flex? Did you start experimenting with this about a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that kind of happened. I mean, I came on with All-American FX back in 2007, and I was talking to Jeff. You know, it was just, for me, you know, not utilizing sports technology drugs anymore, it was just insult to injury that I have to take test shots now for the rest of my life. I thought I was done with the whole needle thing, and I guess Jeff had already kind of been working on this, but this kind of spurred him to work, you know, faster. He said, you know, I have an idea of something I've been working on. Let's see about it. So he went into production, and he just started making it for me at the time. And at the time, we nicknamed it T-Rex. And, you know, I
remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I asked him if we ever going to release it. Like, no, I'm not sure if I could secure enough to ever go into production. And, you know, plus it'd be a lot of tests to be ran and stuff like that, Flex. But, you know, for now, it's just for you. So my testosterone level, which we have data back in way before I was ever with EFX, backing all the way to 2002, my document showing what my testosterone level was. It dropped all the way to, I think, somewhere around 79, which was I think we talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah, on my show back in the day, right, exactly.
Correct. Yeah. So what I was able to get from utilizing this, not to mention my wife wanted to have another child, which, you know, we went to the doctor, and, you know, unfortunately because of my long-term use, which sports technology drugs, and even it's a natural occurrence with men, you know,
as they age, sure,
45.
Yeah,
spermatogenesis
exactly. becomes compromised, and you know, you sometimes you can't really produce babies anymore.
Yeah, and having low T. So, what was incredible, my testosterone level had jumped over 600. And, you know, at the time when we went to a fertility doctor, I had no mobility or anything like that. So, you know, the doctor told me, you know, we would probably have to be
artificially inseminated.
Yeah,
right.
In vitro, correct.
Right, in vitro, right.
So now, you know, testosterone is over 600. And even more strikingly, you know, we have our two-year-old daughter whose name is Faith Pearl Wheeler. And obviously that's directly effect of using the test chart. So some of the things we legally can't do, and I know you're fully aware of that, you know, even though it increased my testosterone level way over 300%, and gave me the ability to be fertile, you know, being that happened only to me, we can't make those claims
sure.
that it's going to do
right.
that to everyone.
Right.
But, you know, we are going to release all my data and everything, all my records from all my doctors, and obviously it's public knowledge. People can, you know, type in and find all my data. So we're going to be releasing that. And that's just something that's never been done. It's never been documented. I know a lot of people come out with their wonder drugs of testosterone and this and another, but this is an unusual case, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be...
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about... I have to believe that you were skeptical when Jeff first came to you with it. And I want to talk about that briefly. We're talking today with Jeff Galini and Flex Wheeler about All-American EFX's new product called Test Charge. If you go to AAEFX.com, you can learn where it will retail and also about the pre-release that will be offered at the Olympia. And let them know you heard about it on Superhuman Radio, because Superhuman Radio listeners will get something special when the product is released. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Like this.
My guest today, Jeff Gallini and Flex Wheeler. And Flex, first of all, I got to believe that when Jeff came to you with this, because let's face it, I mean, you've been around the block and you know what works and what doesn't, and you know that there's a lot of supplement hype out there in the world. I got to believe that when he came to you with it, while you may have been respectful, what was really going on in the back of your mind?
Well, I mean, here I am. I'm actually taking, you know, testosterone, you know, replacement. And it's barely got my testosterone level to 400. So, you know, dropping down to, you know, what I jokingly say a mere mortal from being a super human, you know, competitor and everything like that, I just really didn't feel that. What in the world is a natural, you know, agent going to do that an actual legal drug can
do? Right.
You know, and you know, obviously, I mean, I took HCG and all that stuff back in my days when I competed to try to turn your system on, and it never really helped me that much at all. But, you know, to be really honest with you and quick, what I noticed within a couple of weeks is I started experiencing just aching of my groin area.
Yeah, right. Your testicles start getting engorged, right?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, you might laugh, and I'm super honest, but people might laugh. But I went to the doctor. I'm like, listen, doc. I go, look at this. They're swollen. Something's wrong. You know, I go, and they're aching. They're killing me. I mean, I've always seen in movies and guys get hit in the groin area and they fall to the ground and, you know, they're rolling around down. I'm like, that's BS. That doesn't hurt.
No, but you know what it's like? I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like, you remember when you were young and you were in love with a girl and you spent all your time with heavy petting and you went home and you had that achiness in your groin?
I've never experienced anything like
that. I'm not as good looking as you, Flex, so I've experienced it, okay?
that was a shock to me. I just didn't know what was going on. And, you know, unfortunately, I started utilizing drugs back when I was around, 18, 19 years old.
Right.
So I never experienced that, that a normal man would anyway. So when they started, you know, swelling to, I would guess, would be a normal size, I thought something is all hell is broken loose. I mean, doctors were looking at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so
embarrassing is what it is.
Well, and you know, I've actually had that problem with HCG when I for a brief period of time when I stopped hormone replacement therapy, and I remember that same sensation. And it really is, it's an achiness that you feel in your groin, and it's very distracting. You really can't do a whole lot with it. And I know exactly what you're talking about. But basically what was happening was the noon whistle was blown and everybody got back to work at the factory. Is what actually happened.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Jeff, who else has been using this besides Flex?
Well, you know, I have been experimenting on myself. I mean, I'm my perfect guinea pig.
What a classic formulator you are.
Yeah, I am. You know, and all of our chemists and doctors, they're always on me for trying stuff before we've even gone through toxicity screening or testing. But that's just the way it is. You know, when you've been an athlete, you know your body. You can feel if something works. So basically, I was creating this for myself because I turned 50 last year. I'm going to be 51 in a couple weeks. And I love training, and you know how it is when testosterone is low. You know, you just don't feel like training.
Yeah.
You don't make any gains. So I really was developing this for myself. And when Flex came into the picture and asked me, you know, matter of fact, I think it was his brother that mentioned something about, boy, if you could ever make a pill that would make you big, you could make a fortune. And I was just laughing because I knew what I was working on.
Right.
Anyhow, that's about when Flex had asked me, so I was kind of well into this, but it was still in the beginning stages. But I've experienced the same thing. You know, a normal person's testosterone on the low end, I believe, is like 290, and in the high end is 800. Well, mine was like 185, 190.
Yeah.
And my testosterone now is staying around that 600-700. And
which is considered youthful levels. Yeah,
it's great. I mean, you know, my training is good. I for the first time in 30 years, I'm over 240 pounds and thinking about doing a contest just for fun.
Wow.
So besides, you know, Flex, it's always been me. But I have several test sites out there. The one nice thing about the All-American EFX team is they've got a lot of natural athletes. So I've been able to utilize all of their athletes, from bodybuilders to powerlifters.
I was going
to
ask you, is Mike using this, Mike Miller?
Do you know he got one cycle of it, and quote-unquote, Mike said, basically, I've never felt this except when I was on the juice.
Right.
I got to have more. And, of course, he only got 30 days, and then I cut him off because we were still kind of experimenting, and I had to make sure it was slow making in the lab, so I had to keep Flex supplied. But Mike has used it. Darren Little. All of the guys, I can't think of all their names right now. I just get a list and send
What about using it? Okay, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, what about post-cycle therapy for guys who are using either pro-hormones or anabolic steroids that are shutting them down? Would this be an effective use maybe because you said it has an aromatase inhibitor
Absolutely.
As part of the protocol?
Yep. Flex and I were just talking about that the other day that, you know, we wanted to be honest with guys who are taking steroids that this isn't going to help you any while you're on it. I mean, you're already, you know, 5,000. I mean, but when you go off, absolutely, this will kick your own levels back in. Or if a guy wants to have kids and he wants to go off for a while, but no, this does have some benefit for those guys.
Well, but now, you actually started to answer my second question, but I want to rephrase it. A lot of guys, including myself, I've been on hormone replacement therapy since 2007 continuously without a break. So I use HCG to keep the boys, you know, engorged a little bit. And it does work. There's no doubt. When I took like 5 months off of HCG and I noticed some dramatic testicular shrinkage that reversed within 2 weeks of just using 750 IUs a week. So clearly there is some sort of steroidogenesis taking place even in the presence of relatively – and my – I'm under doctor supervision at 250 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week, and my last blood work showed slightly over 1,400. So with that being said, if HCG works in the presence of those high levels, it would seem that this would work too. So could you use this on cycle if all you were looking for was to stay an arm's length away from testicular atrophy?
You know,
absolutely. Yeah,
Jeff were just talking about that, and being that we wanted to secure, what Jeff wanted to secure that we had enough to supply, and like he said, I was a big glory hound. He wanted to make sure that I could stay on this and never go back to having to take test shots. They're at the Olympia, there are some really close friends of mine, and I'm not going to say their names. They're IFBB pros and very highly ranked. They're competing in Olympia, who've known about this situation, and they've, you know, have asked if I could release some to them. So they're going to be they're going to be our understudy guinea pigs of athletes who utilize sports technology drugs. But I definitely think so because, like you said, you know, where the ACG worked for you for years, my entire career, it never worked for me.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, Dr. DePasquale, we've had this discussion. Dr. DePasquale is one of the few people that says HCG will do nothing because the Leydig cells are already so suppressed that you could drop. He said you could inject pure luteinizing hormone and your testicles aren't going to do anything because when you have that high of androgens in your body, there's no need for your testicles to do anything. So he's a big firm believer in your outcome. He says, no, it doesn't do anything. But for me, I noticed a difference in the size of my testicles. Now, it may not be testosterone that I'm producing when I'm using HCG. It could be some of the other parent hormones like progesterone and pregnenolone, which are also produced in the testicles as well. But something's going on there when I use it. So I have to believe if this stuff works the way you're saying, that it might also be something that could be used on a cycle.
Right. And also, I think one of the other really important things is I'd already went to a doctor. I mean, my son Darius, we had Darius through in vitro because I was utilizing sports technology drugs, and Darius was born about a week before the 98 Olympia. So for us to have Pearl and going to a doctor and a doctor saying, hey, you might want to go ahead and have the surgery, you know, and just have some put in the frozen bank or whatever, whatever you guys ever.
Right.
So for him to tell us that, and we have that on record, and now for me to have a 2-year-old little girl who's beyond healthy, she'll be there at the Olympia, her first appearance at the Olympia.
Oh, how cool.
I think that's direct results in a doctor saying that this is not going to be happening for you naturally, and for it to actually happen utilizing the test
supplement.
Charge, I think that's also really key.
We only have a couple minutes before the next break. Did you notice any side effects or any changes at all other than the change in testicular size, Flex?
No, I didn't at all. You know, I guess in some ways I'm an extreme responder, but like I said, in other ways I'm not because the ACG didn't work for me. But for this to work for me, I didn't experience anything. It was great that Jeff came out with the secondary that we're going to release for time free and everything, but I never experienced any mood swings like you do with some of the other things out there. I mean, I guess the side effect that I did experience was the happier one. You know, when your T is low like that, you start running into, like, mood swings. You get depressed.
Sure.
You know, even though I had great workouts, you know, I always noted that it's nothing like being on, but, you know, there's a tremendous difference just in my drive and my, you know, my personality and just not being so depressed almost to the point where the doctors wanted to put me on more medications just because
right.
I was depressed. So all the side effects that I experienced personally were all positive.
You know, it's really funny, too. The real mood swings and also erratic, what's the word I'm looking for? Not behavior, but you know, like the rage and the difficulty managing your anger is more associated with estrogen levels than testosterone levels. When men have high testosterone levels, they tend to be more relaxed, more calm about things. And so,
yeah.
You know, that goes hand in hand with the mood swings that you were talking about.
Exactly. I mean, try having a guy walk around in a man's body and having, you know, his female hormone higher, you know, than a male. That's enough to put any person, any man into a rut.
Did you notice any changes in sleep? Have you always been a good sleeper, Flex, or did you notice any changes in sleep when your test levels went down and then when you reestablished them using the product?
I noticed that I can sleep a little bit better. What I notice most, like I said, is my energy. I wake up earlier and I feel more energized, where before it's kind of hard to get out of bed and it's like, you know, okay, here's another day.
Flex, do you wake up earlier because the kickstand is down?
you know, that thing has a mind of its own. I just pop up and I wake up and I feel like I'm ready to get out of bed, where, you know, that just haven't happened for a long time. So I don't know if it's consequently because of the test charge or not, but I can say that it's happening now. And
well, testosterone clearly increases sense of well-being, and when you have a sense of well-being, you look forward to getting up in the morning as opposed to, you know, being miserable and wanting to just lay in bed longer and not have to challenge the day.
Right.
Let's take a quick commercial break. If you want to learn more about test charge, go to aaefx.com today, and they have information on the retailers that will make it available to you, and also the Olympia pre-sale. For those of you who are going to be at the Olympia, you'll be able to get a special offer at the Olympia. So check that out. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to aaefx.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patent patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Trinibol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Trinibol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Trinibol to be added to the federal ban list. Trinibol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, Jeff Gallini, and bodybuilding legend, Flex Wheeler. How do you like being called a legend, Flex? Does it mean anything to you?
I think what means most to me is just people appreciating the hard work and sacrifice you went through, no matter what the name is. Just going out there and doing something and having just people appreciate it. I think that's what everybody wants, whether you're black, white, you know, straight, heterosexual, gay, or whatever. People just want to be accepted for.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was telling a girl I am crazy about, actually, that I was interviewing you today, and she's not really familiar with the bodybuilding world, and I said Flex Wheeler was possibly one of the greatest bodybuilders that ever lived, whose career happened to be cut short, and I, you know, said that had your career not been cut short, I predicted that you would have clearly been, you know, Mr. Olympia, because you had by far the prettiest physique I had ever seen. I mean, physically, you know, you had great mass and size, but muscle belly shapes. I don't think there's anybody out there that had the gift that you had.
And so, you know, and I appreciate that. Thanks. That's super kind of you. Again, it's just great to have done it and did okay. And even, you know, more so now just being with All-American EFX, this is my way of being able to give back with the power that, you know, Brian and Jeff, you know, support me with and what I'm doing, you know, with the company, just to be able to give back and hopefully inspire some kids to be able to make their dream happen and to, you know, to do something. I mean, the sport of bodybuilding has given me everything I have, from my wife, my kids, and a job that I have now. And so I just want to be able to, you know, pass that on to somebody else and help them, you know, that they can support themselves.
And you had a lot of fame outside of bodybuilding, as I recall, because back in the day you were running around with guys like Dr. Dre and Tupac, right? I mean, the bodybuilding gave you access to a whole other circle of people that you probably would have never had access to.
Definitely, it did. You know, seeing those guys in the gym and then, you know, being invited to various different parties and, you know, having my name used in movies like the one movie that I love is the movie that Denzel Washington and the little boy used my name and had my pictures on in the movie.
Did you know that they were going to do that ahead of time, or did you?
Yeah,
know?
I did. Yeah, I did. Actually, the guy, the sniper who shot Denzel in a movie, was one of my trainers at the time, and his brother is the person who wrote and produced the movie.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, so they were getting ready for getting in shape for the movie, and just meeting his brother and everything. It's like, you know, I got to give some type of tribute to you guys and the hard work. You know, coming in here and seeing what you guys are doing and doing it. You know, maybe I'll figure out a way to do it. So he just contact me and ask the rights for some photos and use my name and everything, and there you have it. But it's more important, I think, just the legacy of just being able to give back and to, like,
have you stayed in touch with Dr. Dre by any chance? Have you seen him lately? The guy looks swole, man. He's in great shape.
Yeah, he looks great. He's in great shape. You know what? I think he's just really gotten calmed down. He's more in tune with his body, you know.
Well, he got older. You know what I mean? When he got older, now it's more about longevity for him. I'll bet money on it than you know, rough riding and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah,
now he wants to stay strong as he gets older.
definitely. We got to get him some test charge over there. But, you know, what's interesting about Dre is he's nothing like the rap movies or videos. I mean, he has a lot of respect for women. He never cusses around him or anything like that. But he just knew that that's what sells. So that's what he did.
No, listen, it's like Robert De Niro really doesn't shoot guys dressed as a taxi driver.
Exactly.
It's a party place.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk more a little bit more about Test Drive. So Test Drive is now going to be – it will be released at the Olympia, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And with its release, is it going to be a market-wide release, or is it going to be – you think it's going to be available just to a few suppliers? Because one of my sponsor, Orbit Nutrition, they sell the AAFX line. I wonder if Orbit's going to have it.
I'm hoping so. No, we're looking to, obviously for us, and not getting ahead of what Jeff's thoughts are or Brian, the president of the company, but for us, we want to make it available to everyone who feels that they can, you know, better their life and their lifestyle. I mean, basically – what we're trying to do at All American EFX is change people's lives through health. So we're trying to make sure that we have all the various different avenues, not only through just the bodybuilding community, but the fitness community, and even more so just the men who are approaching 35 and on, to be able to have access to this, to be able to change their life and give them a greater lifestyle. You know, really quickly, and I'll let Jeff end on that note, but one of the most interesting things I told the doctors, I told them I didn't want to take the testosterone shots anymore, and I said, I refuse. You know, I did this all my career. I don't want to do it anymore. And what's interesting, he said, you know, it's a must flex. There's a lot of side effects that comes along with having low T. You know, suicidal thoughts, you know, your bone density and
glucose management issues. As a matter of
exactly.
fact, the university, I'm sorry, the California, what do they call it? The Veterans Administration did a longitudinal study about 6 years ago with 16,000 male participants in it, and they concluded that men with the lowest testosterone levels had the highest all-cause mortality rate, period, end of story. Whether it was cardiovascular disease, whether it was related to untreated or treated diabetes, they died the soonest. Low test, early death. That's it.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeff, why not bring this product to the anti-aging community?
It will be. I mean, I think.
Would you have to rebrand it? You think, or do you think Test Charge would sell in an anti?
No, I think EFX's branding. I mean, is more geared toward the sports industry, just
right.
packaging, marketing. You know, we're just in the beginning stages. I mean, we finished all of our toxicity studies. We of course have Flex's data and my data. We've done a couple small clinical trials. We did one big. Rat study because we wanted to see, you know, what testosterone levels were throughout the day.
Can we talk a little bit about the rat study?
I think we had 125 animals, and you know, we wanted to check them about 6 or 7 times a day because we wanted to monitor testosterone, and we did it against a placebo group just like you would normally do a clinical trial. Very positive. I mean, you know, I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was significant increase in testosterone in those guys in just 30 days. So
now, because there's an aromatase inhibitor utilized with this, is there also a change in free testosterone aside from just total
Absolutely.
Testosterone?
Absolutely. And actually, for the rat study, we didn't use the aromatase. We just used the pure Taxadrol liquid. So, there was increases in free testosterone along with total testosterone. So, like I said, we're kind of still in the infant stages of this. We wanted to get enough to get the patents filed, and then we'll move on. You know, in order to get it into the medical community, you know, we've got to provide a little bit more clinical trials and clinical data for them. But that is where we'll be going next. I mean,
yeah.
Right now you see on TV low T, and what are the alternatives? So we're providing.
Yeah, Solvay is dropping big money right now in mainstream TV commercials pushing their, but they don't say it. But they, like you said, they say low testosterone and here are the symptoms and here's the
yep.
problems. Go to, I forget what, mylowt.com or lowt.com.
Exactly.
And when you get there, it's Solvay's website and they're pushing Androgel.
Yep.
So,
I mean, that's their solution, you know.
You know what I love about those commercials? I was watching TV one night. I usually let the TV burn in the background while I'm working. And so I was sitting there working, and the TV was playing in the background. And I heard the low T commercial come on. And then I watched it, and then moments later realized that it aired during a It aired during a news report about Roger Clemens, you know, right around the time, this recent episode where they said, you know, he used performance-enhancing drugs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and the reporter was talking about anabolic steroids and growth hormone. And I'm thinking to myself, look, they're advertising anabolic steroids right now.
Exactly.
Wake up, people.
Know.
You know?
So it is helping us because it has, you know, it has gotten the word out there that, you know, again, people 30 and up, you know, do have low testosterone. And what are the alternatives? As Flex said, you know, what's on the market right now, there's nothing good. I mean, you know, it's all basic stuff. Nothing increases testosterone. Prohormones are gone. I mean, those are steroids. So this really is the first innovative thing that actually works. So we're pretty excited.
Now, are you worried because it works? I had a guy once tell me that when something finally works that raises testosterone, the FDA is going to come shut it down. What do you think about
that? Well, the good thing is that we work pretty closely with the FDA. So, you know, we've actually got some things in for drug applications. So we work close with them, and we kind of ran this project by them. And, again, you know, they said you can go either way. If you want to go drug and make the claims, then, you know, you go this route. If you want to go nutritional, then you can't basically say anything about it. You know, because it's a botanical source, you know, we'll allow it. You know, because, again, we proved that it was safe. There were no side effects other than, as Flex said, the American flag and increase in libido. And
right.
Some people do, you know, who haven't experienced sports-enhancing products, their systems are pretty clean. So they do experience a little bit of aggressiveness. I mean, you do kind of feel that.
I don't know that. I think sometimes saying aggressiveness is the wrong word to use. I would say that.
I don't know what else you call it, but you know,
yeah, I know.
What I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, I know. Because we get a bad rap for you
it
know,
feels
aggressiveness.
Normal. I mean,
there you go.
It's the fact that, you know.
I think it's a sense of well-being. When you have a sense of well-being, you got
yeah.
a smile on your lips.
You're more confident.
Bingo.
You know, and that's what, you know, again, people call increase in aggressiveness. No, you're just more confident. You're normal.
There you go.
You know, you're not timid and stuff, but. So anyhow, you know, I mean, that is the path that we're going to be taking. But no, we're not concerned. We've gotten their blessing, and, you know, that's why we're bringing it to market here.
So is there a price point yet, or there's not even a price point for the product yet? Or is it something we really don't know at this moment while we're doing the interview?
I don't know yet if they have I'm just the one that gets to make this stuff. I'm not sure what the price is, if they've released that yet, or if that's going to be what the Olympia is. I know it will be available for sale the day after the Olympia, so anyone who has pre-orders in, they'll all be shipping the Monday after.
They can go to our website and find out all that out.
Yeah, AAEFX.com, and that's where we are supposed to. Brian said send everybody there because they'll be able to update information there. If you want to learn more about Test Charge, go to AAEFX.com today. We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up the show with Jeff Galini and Flex Wheeler. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Cansee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Cansee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is right off the newswire. A 16-member panel of the FDA were voting today whether to pull the drug Meridia from the market because it has severe cardiovascular risk side effects. And they're split. 8 of them said that it should stay on the market but with certain restrictions, while the other 8 said that it should be pulled completely because the weight loss that it imparts is not as important as the cardiovascular risks that it causes. So those of you who are using Meridia, you need to rethink that. It's probably still going to be on the market for a while longer, but it's not a good thing. Not a good thing. And they say the supplement industry is confused. Huh. You know, I mean, if here's the choice. You want to lose weight and get a heart attack? Take Meridia. There you go. Anyway, all right, so a couple things. Jeff, you mentioned a moment ago that you're over 240 right now. How lean are you?
I'm pretty lean. I mean, I'm pretty hard.
Dude, man, you could step on stage right now.
I actually asked Flex last week. I said, "What do you think, man? I want to do it just for fun. It's been 25 years, and there's
Do you think, Flex? When you looked at him, what do you think?
Jeff has always been strong. He has a video that he shot when we were up there, and you were squatting what, 5 or 6 plates for reps?
Yeah, I was doing like 500. Again, they didn't know I was on the test charge.
No, he texted me last week and said he got the green light from his wife to do a show, so he's going to be looking at doing a show next year. It's going to be exciting to have the Freak Maker on stage.
Wow, that is going to be exciting.
Yeah, you know, it's like anything. You know, you when you're feeling good and you can grow and you can recuperate and train, you know, my whole thing for years has been, you know, I feel you can do the same thing natural as most of these people do with sports enhancement.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to take a steroid and look like Flex did or look like Ronnie Coleman or any of these guys. I mean, if you don't have the ability to get in there, train right, eat right, and do right, you're not going to grow.
Right.
Obviously, it helps you recuperate and recover. But again, for me personally, I mean, I haven't weighed 240 since the old days. I mean, so.
That, and how tall are you, Jeff?
6 foot.
Yeah, so I'm 6'2", but I'm nowhere near 240. I'm very lean right now, but I'm envious. I have to be honest with you. So you have to send me some test charge, okay?
Yeah, we'll make sure you get some
at
Olympia.
It's really fun stuff.
There you go. Okay, now next question, Flex. I've had you on my show several different times over the years and different at different periods of time. we asked, because the listeners want to know, would Flex Wheeler ever find his way back on stage? And there was some periods of time where you kind of said it may happen, it could happen. What about now? Where are you?
No, I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, I couldn't do more than what I did before,
right.
And I think if I couldn't bring more to the table than what I did at my prime,
there
why
you go.
Come back?
No, that's right.
And people have burned in their image, and even I do, of certain ways that I looked, and I can never do that again, nor would I never want to go through what it took to look that way. And plus, I'm on a different side of a mind frame now, just being a part of All American EFX, being a managing partner with the company. This is my new legacy that I'm trying to build, and that's changed people's lives through good living and health and fitness.
Do you train? Are you still an avid trainer? Do you hit the gym 5 times a week, 4 times a week?
No, I haven't been. I haven't been since about February. I had back surgery, and late March, I had back surgery, so I haven't got fully back in the swing of it. But we've just been, Hills at EFX, and I've been doing a lot of traveling globally. So, and I just don't want to spend that much time in the gym anymore, and especially having a 2-year-old at home. It's a different time of life.
What happened to your back, Flex?
Just, all the brutal training
right.
Back when I was younger. I mean, one of my biggest pluses were my negatives. I had a small waist, so, squatting 600 pounds is not great. It
right.
all goes in one area. So I degenerated discs, over years, and had epidurals because of back problems. So just... You're a professional linebacker and you run into guys your whole career. Chances are you're going to have headaches and back and neck problems when you retire. So this is kind of the tricks of the trade of what I did. No sad story or anything like that. So just paying a piper.
There's a rumor that's always circulated around the internet that I've always wanted to ask you if it was true. Is it true that you were tested and are, in fact, one of very few myostatin null human beings?
From what I'm told, it is true. And actually, there's some type of science doctor study that goes on in Colorado. They even contacted me a long time ago and asked me if they can use all the results and everything. But yeah, supposedly so. And also, I guess having one of the rarest, HCG or HCG something levels or something that's got triple band, something like that, whatever. So. And in essence, I guess I was truly always a freak. But like Jeff said, and to be really quick about it, it doesn't matter, what drug you use. Chances of you looking like me was never going to happen anyway. All
right.
I'm trying to do now naturally is show people, like, hey, listen, you have a choice now. Where, 10, 15 years ago, you didn't have a choice on the products you used because they weren't cutting edge. And now I'm just trying to give an example of a choice that people have. If you want to go that route, great. Our stuff will work for you anyway.
Right.
If you don't want to go that route, we have some stuff really that works, and you don't need to go that route.
Flex, are you going to be driving the AAEFX, a Lamborghini that you had at the O last year?
No, we're bringing out the AAEFX Dodge Charger. It's a car that's price tag over $150,000.
No kidding.
With custom upgrades. It's,
wow.
It's a fully Ford 426 stroker. It might be twin turbo at that time, but it's a little bit over 500 rear-wheel horsepower. So that's going to be sitting in a booth for people to kind of look at. And we're trying to make it so now that you can actually sit inside the car and have a picture taken.
Now, I'm bringing a girl to the Olympia with me who's very important to me. So when I see you, will you act like you like me and you know me?
Definitely. I'm a
Jeff,
bit of a,
how's that sound, Jeff?
I'm a bit of a jokester, so when you say, how well I know you, I don't know where you're going with that. If there's some innuendo
no,
there.
Just
a firm handshake, you got
there
it.
There you go. Just act like you know me. That's all.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
I'm looking for all the reinforcements I can get right now. So there
definitely.
You go.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
What's that, Jeff? What'd you say?
I was going to say Flex is one of the most personable people there is. I mean, that's just part of his character. He makes everyone who comes to the booth feel like he or she's their best friend.
Oh, I know. And it's funny. And he does remember me, because whenever I come up to him and he'll look at me and go, because I've seen him so many times and we've always talked about radio and when he was in radio for a while. And the last time I ran into you, you were at Anthony Almada's booth at the after party booth for, what's his product again? I can't think of it. The carbohydrate product. But you were getting ready to go. You and I were talking. And you were like, "I'm getting out of here, man. I'm
no,
tired."
No, I just showed up because Sean was a part of that company,
right.
And I promised that I would show up there.
Right.
But the night scene isn't my scene. Hey, I'm out of that. I'm not Superman, so I can't be around Kryptonite too long. So just I want to be nice, show up, and it was time for me to get the hell out of here.
Hey, do you think that you could get in touch with Dre and see if he'll do the show from a standpoint of being a physical culturist? Because I've had don't know if you know this, but I've had some good celebrities. Like I recently interviewed Phil Collin, the lead guitarist from Def Leppard, because he's big into physical culture and bodybuilding now.
I can actually ask him. Also, a really good friend that we're in even more contact now is the owners from Tap Out, Scrape, and Punkcast. I can also get in contact with them and see if those guys will love to do it. Most of the time, those guys that take free publicity, hand over fist. So I'll definitely try to contact them. I'll keep you up to speed on
that. Yeah, I would love that. All right, well, listen, so I'm going to say it again to everybody out there. If you're interested in raising your testosterone levels, check out Test Charge. You can go to AAEFX.com and learn more about where you can get it. It's kind of not a secret, but we know it's going to be available at the Olympia. For those of you who are going to be in Vegas at the Olympia, go to the AAEFX booth. Say hello to people like Flex and Mike Miller. Jeff, you going to be there?
I am.
Good. So we'll see you there, and check out Test Charge. And then, of course, keep an eye on the AAEFX website for those of you who are not going to the Olympia for details on how you can get Test Charge. And if you email, if you join their email list on AAEFX and let them know you heard about the product on Superhuman Radio, you'll be given a special offer as a Superhuman Radio listener. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Jeff and Flex. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on the show. I'm very jealous of Jeff. I'm 52 years old, Jeff. I have to get busy now because of you.
We'll talk at the Olympia, brother.
Okay. All right.
We'll get you hooked up.
There you go. See you guys there. It's just next week. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go.
Thank you for having me.
All right. My pleasure. And we will be on tomorrow with another live episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.